We've got students here from a school that hasn't visited us before. If my memory is correct, we have three eighth graders from Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy Middle School. And I'm going to give you a chance to meet each of them, and then we are going to talk about their Fairchild Challenge project that they teamed on. And I would love for you to introduce yourself, and if you have any shout-outs, feel free to say hello to anyone who's listening now or who might be listening during the on-demand audio program that you'll be able to share with people too. We'll start with you, Riley. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Riley Brown, and I would like to shout out Mrs. Salvi, our science teacher.
Excellent. And how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
And where do you live?
In Leechburg.
What's nice to have you here. Now, we'll talk about the science project in a bit, but what other kinds of things do you enjoy doing?
I like playing sports like basketball and volleyball and listening to music.
Great. What kind of music do you like?
Like anything alternative.
Do you have any like artists you're really into now in particular, musical artists?
21 Pilots.
Did you go to the show when they
Yes.
were here? That was a huge show. Well, have you? Say hello. What's your name?
I'm Bella Rigoli. I'd like to shout out our teacher who let us work on the app cover and stuff in her class.
Excellent. And how old are you, and what neighborhood do you live in?
13 in Lower Borough.
And what other things do you like to do for fun?
Play sports.
Great. Nice to have you with us. Then we have Kara. Oh, what sports do you play?
Volleyball. Soccer.
Do you both play volleyball together? So, Kara, are you a volleyball player? Everybody's a volleyball player. And I'll let you introduce yourself, please.
I'm Kara Jackson. I'm 13, and I like to play sports and listen to music.
Great. Anybody to give a shout-out to or say hello to?
Just our science teacher, Mrs. Salvi, and our teacher, Mrs. Studebaker.
Excellent. So your Fairchild Challenge was to do what? What were you asked to do?
We were asked to make an eco app that would connect people to nature. And ours was called TrioCache, and it was a sort of geocaching and Pokemon Go mix that would, you could select a cache and then you would find and discover like new trees and stuff that you didn't know about before.
TrioCache. What a great name. Did you three work on it, just you three, or were there others also?
It was just us three.
Congratulations. I don't even know how you would begin to make an app. What do you do?
First, we had to design what we wanted our app to be, and then we had to create a cover. So what our like logo would be, and then we had to write an essay on how people can use it and provide pictures of what the app would look like when you open it.
So you sort of do a mock-up of what it would be, putting it together, like what you'll see when you first click on it and how it functions. Can you explain to me, walk me through what it would be like to use your app?
So, like, when you open up the app, it shows you, like, maps, and it shows you, like, how to get to the new trees and stuff, and then when you get there, it asks you questions, and then you, like, answer them, and it, like, lets you own the tree, and it puts it in your farm.
Oh, what a cool idea. So, are these actual trees? You mentioned the Pokemon Go concept, the Pokemon Go concept. Are these actual trees that are out there for you to look and find?
Yes. Pokemon Go has like an augmented reality for their game, and ours would just connect people to nature more because of how don't know what to say.
No, you're saying it really perfectly. So the augmented reality part is you would have your app, and it would actually lead you to maybe an oak tree.
Yes.
Or I'm trying to think, a maple tree. And then it would tell you more about the tree, or what would you do once you got there?
It would ask you questions about each, like, tree, so it'll show you characteristics of trees, and you have to decide if it's like this tree or like this tree.
Okay, so it'll lead you to a tree, and then it's going to be your job to identify the tree.
Yes.
And it'll give you some clues if you're not sure what it is. That's a great idea. Now, will your app actually be built for people to use?
No.
Because I don't know of an app that does that. Have you ever seen one that is like that?
No.
Very cool. So did you guys learn much about trees as you were doing this? I mean, did you discover more things you didn't know about trees or different types of trees?
Not necessarily. We only designed the app. We haven't really put gone like in depth with it.
You don't have all the trees loaded in to do it. I think you should pursue it, because I know when I was in the woods hiking in Clarion over Thanksgiving, and I can't always identify trees. I know some of them, but I don't. You know, you can tell by the shape of the leaf, I guess, or what the trunk is like. But that would be a really cool app to do that, even if people could take pictures of trees and categorize them that way too. So how do you girls feel about the environment in general right now? Do you have any thoughts about how the world is going or changes you would like to see?
We would just like people to understand more about the environment. So like by a step of learning about different plants, you can help protect them and understand them.
Any other thoughts, even going beyond your project, about how about energy or climate change or recycling or any other issues that I'm sure you're covering in school, or just getting information about it in everyday life? Any other thoughts about the environment? No? Do you know what you might like to be when you get older? Have either any of you thought about what a career might be?
I would probably be something in the area of science, like a veterinarian or a doctor or an engineer.
That's Kara. Those are all great fields. You must like math and science a lot. What are you doing in math right now?
Well, I'm in geometry, and so we're doing like proofs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say eighth grade. That sounds about right. What about you, Bella? Any thoughts about careers?
Something like in the medical field. I'm not sure.
So volleyball players, potential doctors, and we'll see whether Riley also fits that.
I've always wanted to be an architectural engineer.
How come?
I just always was interested in the way buildings are structured and... Yeah.
Well, that's a great field, too. Well, I'm so happy all of you were here today. Is there anything else you'd like to say at all? I mean, congratulations on the app. I think it's a great idea to help people identify and understand trees. And I think you ought to pursue it. Keep working with it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. You've got Riley Brown and Bella Rigoli. And finally, Kara Jackson, representing Christ the Diviner Teacher Catholic Academy, or Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy Middle School.